a summary of the Lag BaOmer Sicha in volume 22 of Likutei Sichos. Regarding the Simcha on the day of Lag BaOmer, there's brought down many reasons. The Rebbe brings down two reasons from the many reasons of why this day is Simcha for Lag BaOmer. Number one, the students of Rebbe Akiva, it says that they died during the time from Pesach until Shavuos, but they actually stopped to die on Lag BaOmer. There were 24,000 students, as we're going to learn soon, and they all died except for five of them on Lag BaOmer. The plague is stopped. The second reason is, it says that the passing, the Yartzeit of the Rashbi, of Rav Shimon Pa'yechai, who was one of those five students that survived, he passed away years later, and he commanded and asked that the day of his passing should be a joyful day. So that's why we're besimcha. So we understand that all things in Torah is exactly very precise. We have to understand the connection between these two. Seemingly, they seem to be two opposites. The Shimon ben Yochai was one of the five students of Rabbi Akiva who stayed alive, and from them they built up the Torah again, as it says, Heim ha midu Torah, they reestablished the Torah. That means the whole thing of the Simcha is that the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped to die, meaning that the emphasis of Lag BaOmer is the day where they continued the Torah. The idea of life. On the other hand, we say that's the day of opposite of life, that's the day when the stalkus of the Rashbi. To explain this, we could say, based on the idea that Dr. Rebbe writes in Tanya, that the day when a tzaddik yartzeit, on the day of his anniversary of his passing, it says, "Kol ma'isav v'toyrasei v'avidasei asher avat kol yimechayav." It all comes together, all the actions, his deeds, his Torah, everything that he did, all his life comes on that day of his passings. That means it's true deeds, it's living deeds that are befitting for a tzaddik. It all reveals itself in this day. Since the Avoda of the Rashbi was the opposite of the 24,000 students that died, therefore it caused that they should stop to die. Therefore we could say that the completion of this thing happened on the day of his passing. But if that's the case, we have to understand there were five students of Rabbi Akiva that passed, that survived. So why do we make the big thing on the day of his Stavka of the Rashbi? In other words, with what does the Rashbi stand out more than the other students of Rabbi Akiva? So we could explain this first by understanding what did the Chazal mean when they said that 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva passed away. And the reason is because Leinargo covered Zebizet. They didn't give honor one to the other. What does that mean? How could we say that they didn't give honor one to the other? Isn't their teacher, they are the students of this teacher, Rabbi Akiva, who was said regarding the mitzvah of to love you felt like you love yourself. He said, this is a major cardinal principle rule of the Torah. If they are called the Talmidei of Rabbi Akiva, they should have lived with this principle. How could it be that they, his students, they didn't give glory and honor one to the other? So one of the explanations is that it's precisely because they were his students and because they loved each other so much, because of the principle rule to love your fellow as much as you like yourself. Therefore, they did whatever they can in their efforts to teach their friends that they have to see their learnings in the way they see it. And if not, how could I stand you? In other words, it was out of love that they didn't respect their friend. Each student obviously serves Hashem different. One is more with Avas Hashem, loving Hashem. One's with Mayiras Hashem, having awe of Hashem, and etc. So there's many ways of. So they cared so much about their friend, and that's why they couldn't give kavod one to the other. Now, since they were the students of Rabbi Akiva, it's understood that they must have learned this attitude of this wild kind of behavior. They must have learned this from Rabbi Akiva, to have such a strong passion in this service. We have the story of Rabbi Akiva before he passed away. So it says that his students asked him, why is he going at such Mesiras Nefesh? I think he was 120 years old. And he went, he's going on Mesiras Nefesh. The Romans were scraping the skin off his back to give him more pain there. And he said to his students that all my life I was yearning with self-sacrifice to go on Mesiras Nefesh. And I always said to myself, Kol Yom Yisim Mitzdar, all my days I was in pain. And I said, Masa Yavil Yadikon, when will I be able to do this? So finally I'm able to do it. So that's why they wanted to go on such a level of Mesiras Nefesh, like Rabbi Akiva, self-sacrifice. I'm willing to give up my life, even for my colleague, that he should see my view the way I see it, and serve Hashem the way I see it. The problem is that even though there's a great level of this idea of giving yourself sacrifice, but that's not the ultimate kavana. The ultimate intention is, the shleimus kavana of Hashem, of heaven, is that we should want to serve Hashem, have that yearning called a ratzi. Such a strong yearning to go, to get close to Hashem, but we also have to have shuv. We also have to be settled down here in this world. As we see, it says, when they all died, because they didn't give honor to the other, the world was shumam. It was empty. It was void. Void means it's a place where people can't be there. But the world is supposed to be a place where people be. And therefore, this was considered to be a non-good thing at all that happened. Certainly, all the students had this idea of Mesiras Nefesh. But the problem that they were missing, that only the five students managed to grasp, was another thing about Rabbi Akiva. They all knew the story of Rabbi Akiva, that he went into the Pardes. He went into the orchard, like other sages did too, but he went in and also came out alive and well, Shabbat Shalom. Nichas b'shalom v'yatzu b'shalom. The only way he was able to have this, to come out also b'shalom, was because it was emphasized on his nichnas b'shalom. The fact that he went in with this way made it that he was able to also come out b'shalom. And only these five students were able to have this. The uniqueness that expresses itself by Rebbe Derashbi more than the other four students, we're going to see soon. But first, the Rebbe says something about that we can learn, that's hinted to a remez here. That the reason why Lag Ba'omer is specifically on the 18th day of Iyar. 18th is Chai, and just like we know the words from the Rabbi Seinu Nisienu, the Rabbeim taught us regarding Chai El, that Chai El gives a Chayus, it gives life, vitality to the whole month of El. So too, we could say that Chai Iyar gives life to the whole month. How do you explain this? We could explain this because the months also have certain attributes to it. Nisan is the month that represents the idea of Chesed. Iyar is the month that represents the idea of Gevura. Nisan, Chesed, is Mamaila Lamato, it's the Shuv, coming down. But Iyar, which is Gevura emphasizes the going upwards. It's the passion of going up. It's a service to Hashem called Mamata Lamato Turatzi. And therefore, Chai Iyar came in like Ma'imer and brought a life into the whole month to stop the plague, that it should stop, because it was recognized on Dafka on that day, Lag Ba'omer, that the purpose of everything is to bring the godliness and the yearning into this world, to have a shuv into this world. The avoda of also not just nichnas b'shalom, but also yatzah b'shalom, to come out of the shalom. And this we find more in a revealed way by the Rashbi over the other ones. After 13 years of being in the cave, it says him and his son came out, and they were able to help the world, not just to be separated and be isolated from the world in the cave, but they were able to come out into the world. And it says wherever Rabbi Elazar, his son, saw it, things got sick, but Rabbi Shimon looked and it became healthy, because he brought refuah, healing, into this world. That was his whole thing. He brought healing down here. That means that was the whole point of the Rashbi, to bring down this message of Rabbi Akiva, that Nichnas B'Shalom would also be Yatzah B'Shalom. And that's how, when he came out of the cave, he brought this idea, not just the yearning, but also the settling down into this world. He also had this, by the way, also in learning of Torah. We see that before he went into the cave, if he had a question, his father-in-law, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, answered him for each question 12 answers. When he came out of the cave, he reached to such a high level that he was able to bring the Torah down so much that it would double, like his father. When his father-in-law asked him a question, Pirchas Meir asked a question, he was able to answer 24 answers for it, double, meaning he was able to really fulfill this idea of bringing the Torah down into this world. And that's the connection between the two answers. It's true that the plague happened and it stopped on this day, but it happened because the Rashbi was able to reach that level, and that's why he passed away on this day too, because he was the one that brought and emphasized the most of all the five students that survived this idea, to have the level of Rabbi Akiva, of Masa Yavah, the other Vekamenu, but also bring it down, even of Yatzah B'Shalom, bring it down in a Shuv, so have Ratzi with the Shuv.